So how did you end up in Britain then?
How did we end up here?
Mm-hmm.
I
So
got
you went
married
back.
to my husband in 1949.
Right.
Still the situation was not how it should be, you know, but we married. My husband wanted to marry. He was 7 years older than me. I didn't want to get married because I just was 19 that time. But he was 27, so he wanted to get married. I was 20 when I got married. I was very young. We got married, and then my husband was a first reader in this Bethlehem Terry synagogue. I lived with my mother-in-law because there was no chance to get, you know, was no money. We had no money, and it was bomb zones, a lot of houses. We couldn't get a separate flat. So I lived with my mother-in-law, but it was not very convenient because we had a room and she had to walk through me. And then if she wanted to go to the bathroom or the kitchen, she had to go through me. So it was not very ideal for a young couple. But you know, but we had to be thankful somewhere at least to settle.
What were the Russians like with Jews? Were you allowed to practice Judaism?
Oh no. Oh no. No, no. It was not, you cannot say that it was communism in Hungary, socialism, you know. Was not very strict. Oh, but no, no, you cannot do it. That is what we came away, actually, because we were religious, and you was not allowed to practice, not just Jewish, any. And was no religion. My husband was lucky because my husband that time, actually, before we came, he was an opera singer. He was a member of the Hungarian opera. Yes, and then... And then he just had to go on Saturday for rehearsals. And he could walk because it was not a distance where we lived. And then, so we always could keep the Shabbos, you know. And then, of course, he was also still a Hasan, very much sought after beside. So we were financially, really was very good financially. But it is not that was not the matter because we still didn't like the life, you know. It was not allowed to say a word, anything against the government or anything. But of course, it, everything was, how do you call this word? The, you know that they took away everything, the government.
Socialist, nationalized.
Nationalized, yes. They all took away, all took away. We had nothing, they couldn't take away from anything. We had nothing, we already took away everything. We had nothing but to take away. So one day somebody rings the bell, and who was there? My husband's school friend from Mattersburg, when they went to school together. It's called Samuel Soberman. He called Shamu. He actually lived in Budapest. He still lived in London. So Shamu saw my husband, they saw each other. He came in and then he heard that my husband survived and asked around. But my husband was quite well known, you know, a Hasan, you know, Jewish, between. So he find us and then he said to my husband, that, why are you living in this horrible anti-Semitic country, what they do to you, he said, why do you live here? And my husband said, why don't you come to England? And my husband said that you are a good husband, you could get a good job, a good wages. And my husband said that jokingly, he said, if you find me a job, I come. And soon after, he sent us Queen's Park Synagogue address, they were looking for a husband.
In Glasgow.
I remember it was a beautiful spring day. We went out somewhere in the green and sit down in a little table for a coffee. And my husband and me wrote a Yiddish letter to Queen's Park Synagogue. And maybe after 2 weeks or 3 weeks, the letter came in Yiddish. And they said that they're coming with a European tour. And they come to visit us, if is that okay. But they didn't say when they're coming. And I remember it was a summer day, and we every summer Sunday, when my husband was free from the opera, mm-hmm. we always went out to the hills. You know, we liked to go every week. Agnes was alive by that time, my older daughter. And I remember in the morning we left, even I didn't make my bed, we just went away, make some sandwiches, and we went out. And then when we came home, the house manager knocked on the door, and he said that two gentlemen, foreign gentlemen, was looking for you, that I think they came from Vienna, we said. They didn't understand mm-hmm. German or English. Mm-hmm. Probably, I don't know what language they talked. And then they said they're coming back, 8 o'clock. So quickly made my bed and we changed and then made some coffee, I remember. And then really 8 o'clock, the two gentlemen knocked on the door, two old men. And then they said that who they are. And immediately, I am not a good Yiddish speaker, but my husband was very good, you know. And then immediately they could talk to mm-hmm. each other. So they came in. We had a very little flat, as I said. We had one room and my mother-in-law lived in the other room. So they came in. Well, they had a nice room, nice furniture. It was nice, but very small. I had a bed that I opened up for the night mm-hmm. and closed it, you know, it. Uh-huh. So it's, you can sit on it during the day. So they, Mr. Rosin and the brother came in, and they asked my husband to sing something for them. And then later they confessed that they saw that the whole house will collapse on them because got such a big voice, my husband, they saw that it will collapse the house on their head. Oh yes, so mm-hmm. they were very impressed and they said they'd be coming home, just started the tour, they said, about 3 weeks time and we have a big meeting in the shul mm-hmm. and then you will hear from us then. So in the meantime, you know, in Hungary, I don't know, other opera has probably about house. In Hungary, the opera closed for 2 months. July and August, there's no opera for summer break. So we went on holiday, Balaton Lake, that is very nice in Hungary. We went to holiday, and then, but my husband had to come home. Every Saturday night, he came home. He went home to Budapest. Because he was appearing in the open-air theater in the Margaret Island, was open-air, beautiful. He came home and he said that he got the letter from, and they said they sent a ticket for me, and they want me to come to here. So they sent me a ticket from Vienna to Glasgow, and then sent money to buy me for Budapest, Vienna. Not Vienna, Glasgow. Mm-hmm. It was later when we came eventually. And then I had Agnes, and then we had a passport, but you will not understand because it was a visitor passport, because we couldn't go travel anywhere from mm-hmm. this mm-hmm. communist country. But they give occasionally, if you were lucky, you could go. If you could afford it, you could go. And my husband had a cousin, second or third cousin in Vienna, Max, and then he invited us. But anyway, and my daughter Agnes was on my passport because she was, a, mm-hmm. you know, no separate passport. But we couldn't take her. I mean, we couldn't mm-hmm. take her because they wouldn't let us, right. The whole family, because they knew that many people just forget to go back. So we didn't want to risk that, you know. So we left Agi with my mom, and then we went there, and actually we spent 3 weeks here because we were so inexperienced to traveling, we didn't book a seat to come home, and they couldn't get a seat for us. I was not there on Friday night, but I walked down to wait my husband to walk home. That is, he put his head and went down the floor before my husband. He was so impressed. So Sunday, next day was a meeting. They made a contract. They wanted mm-hmm. him already. So it was all beautiful, like like
a
fairy tale.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But because we knew that we don't know how we able to come away.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So they were lovely to us. They took us with a seaside, the cars, and Max Berkey was lovely. They took us there, I remember. So they show us around. Everything was nice. I just said to my husband that I don't want to live in Glasgow because it's so hilly. I said that because Mrs. Wolf, you know, where she lived, is up here. I find it hard to walk. I'm not used to it, you know. It's just a joke because we couldn't wait, you know, if we could come. So anyway, shortly, we went home. Eventually, they gave us a lot of presents. It was really nice to us. And some money, so very nice. And then we came home, and it's a whole year we planned how can we come away. We had a Jewish lawyer friend, so we went to advise. If we could, we apply from a passport. How do you call this passport? You know, immigration, an immigration passport. And then this guy said that you cannot apply because you will be refused, and then they watching you. Even if you just say you go on holiday, you've been watched. That was the story with the Russians, you know. But it's happened that this passport was still 6 months valid.
Right.
So my husband's cousin in Vienna, Max, they talk Yiddish in the phone because even you couldn't talk things like this because of overheard, you know. But Yiddish, you know, there's a hope that they can understand. So Max said that you just come. You just come, all of you, because my Agnes was on the passport. You just come, say just coming to holiday with me. And he rented a flat for us, you know. And then just say that. So when was a holiday, as I said, during the, again, the opera holiday, we decided we try. If we can't go, we could come back and still have the job, you know, in Budapest. So we came eventually, and we just take with us a little summer clothes. We're going on holiday to Vienna for 2 weeks. So when we arrived there, the Max said that just come, we will see what can we do. And then we went there and then took us to the British Embassy and we showed our contract and they didn't believe us very much. They said that it's a year ago, it was dated, maybe the job is not available. But they phoned to Glasgow and they checked and it was okay. So they said that the situation was, everything was arranged from this part.
Vienna.
Work permit and visa and everything. Just from there, we couldn't use that to put in a passport, a visa, because we didn't have an immigration passport.
Right.
So I went to the embassy, the British embassy, and talked to them, because you could talk there, I felt. But I didn't say we ran away. I just said that we got a job. My husband got a job. And later on, when we're ready, we will go. And they got a house. It's true. It was true. Because they offered us a 10th Third Avenue. You know, and then I said that I have to go there and see what I want to buy. Furniture, blah, blah. But they said that that they still cannot put my visa. You know, because it was an agreement with the Hungarians.
Yes,
they
right.
couldn't work against them, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So we just went on a train. It's not far, Vienna. It's maybe 3 hours on the train or less from Budapest. So anyway, we spent nearly 4 weeks. By the time they managed to get our visa, they sent a courier from the British Embassy from Vienna to the Hungarian, to Budapest, British Embassy, and this courier brought us the visa, and in Vienna they put it in for us. So it was a very unique situation, you know.
And